as well as just like as a fun one at the end of putting some pottery together and, you know, doing that conservation preservation aspect of it. Because what do we do once we take them out of the ground? Well, we gotta fix them up. So just trying to get people a good idea of, like, what this is and maybe pique their interest.
You mentioned that archaeology is really important and really a big thing in BC. Why is that?
The Heritage Conservation Act requires that archaeology be done on any land that has not already been surveyed, and that's most of BC. There were no surveys done or checking for archaeological sites really anywhere prior to the 80s, at least recording it properly and on a system. So it's important that we go around and we have to check the ground underneath before we start building anything else up. So it's really important that we go in there and we look and we make sure that there aren't any archaeological sites. And then you kind of assess from there of, like, can we preserve this or are we going to move it? That's normally the deciding factor. Like, is it more important that we build a road here? Or, okay, if that's the case, then we need to move these materials elsewhere to be preserved because this is an archaeological site. So it's making sure that we're preserving Indigenous history while still, I guess, progressing and moving the city in the ways that it needs to go as populations rise. But it's really just ensuring that Indigenous history is taken care of and preserved properly.
And so beyond just being interested in archaeology as a topic or a concept, are there jobs for people who are interested in this kind of thing?
There are so many jobs. When I told my parents I wanted to switch to archaeology, my mom was so concerned about the job market for me. And then she looked into it and she went, oh, there's a lot you can do. There totally is. There's so many cultural resource management companies in BC. A good chunk of them are owned by First Nations themselves. I used to work for a First Nations company. But there's so many people out here wanting to do this work because things are moving all the time. And a lot of the times we're reassessing and looking for ark sites that maybe not even a house is getting built there. It's just to check. It was sacred to these people and now we want to go check it. So there's all work going on all the time, just in the field. That's not including, you know, academics. That's not working with collections. That's just strictly the field. So there's a lot you can do with an archaeology degree.
And if someone were curious or maybe wavering, like, what would you, excuse me, what would you say to convince them to take part in this camp?
Just give it a try. Like, if it's something you're curious about, give it a try. You might like it. The biggest thing I was told when I first went into archaeology was give it a try. You may not like it. Not everyone likes sitting out in the sun all day digging holes. It's, for most of my friends, their favorite thing to do all day. I get pictures all the time of them in the field. But just give it a try. I think it's also useful for students at SFU if they're not able to afford a field school and do those classes that are involved with it. We're kind of going to try and simulate that here. So just give it a go. See if you are okay digging through dirt layer by layer and assessing things and using your mind to try and figure out what's going on. See if that's actually an interest of yours. So if you're interested in archaeology, this is a great way to just see if you like it.
Great. Anything else you think people should know about the camp in particular?
It's going to be really fun and really cool. That's my little dorky ask. I don't know. I think a lot of people don't realize what archaeology is. And I think it's because it's such a relevant industry, like, get to know what's going on in BC. This is a great way to learn.
You said most people don't know what archaeology is. How would you describe archaeology?
Archaeology is a subset of anthropology. There's four subsets of it. One of them being like social, biological, and linguistics. Archaeology deals with humans who have passed away and the materials that they've left behind, and we're trying to learn about them from what remains.
So if you're interested in what that sounds like, learning about people from the things they've left behind, you can join the Pomo Museum's Junior Archaeology Workshops this Saturday and Sunday. Ooh, look at me getting the dates wrong. Next Saturday and Sunday, July 26th and 27th. You can do that by going to pomo.museum or by emailing Ashley at info@pomo.museum, where you get to learn the basics of archaeology in BC. You'll screen for materials, you'll excavate a little mini dig, and you get to preserve some pottery. Definitely worth checking out. Okay, once again, pomo.museum. And we'll be right back.
Communication is everywhere, but what is it? Communication is how you share your thoughts, your opinions, your culture, from what you see on TV to what you post online. But what about the people who are not being seen or heard? AMI is a media company that strives to be a voice for Canadians with disabilities, whether it's through positive portrayal, reflection, and accessible media. AMI believes everyone should be included, and that includes you. AMI is inclusion. Experience AMI at amiplus.ca.
Nada here on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. This is Speak Up, and I'm Jesse. Up next, we have a piece recorded by Connor, our music coordinator here up at the station and lover of all things Celtic, it's an interview, a conversation with Rob McNeil, who is president of the SFU Pipe Band and the Pipe Band Society, to discuss the band's recent competitions at the Pacific Northwest Highland Games Circuit, the upcoming World Pipe Band Championships in Glasgow in August, as well as a brief preview of a heritage project involving the very early beginnings of the SFU Pipe Band, which will be compiled in the upcoming months with formative members of the ensemble. So that's coming up, along with Musical Selection, which is a field recording of the SFU Pipe Band performing one of their new competition medleys called the Drunken Landlady Medley, with tunes including The Drunken Landlady, Throw the Beetle at Her, Brendan Murphy's Swogan, Nelly's Strathspey, The Fiddler's Joy, Put Me in the Big Chest, Callum Lane, Little Cascade, and The Phantom Fiddler. Yeah, that's right. There's a whole bunch of stuff coming up, and we're just going to let Connor take it away.
Hello once more from the Skagit Valley Highland Games. I have with me the president of the SFU Pipe Band. If you could introduce yourself for Radioland.
Yes, hello listeners. It's Rob McNeil, president of the SFU Pipe Band Society.
Excellent. And SFU, a few bands kind of from the Vancouver area have competed over these weekends. We have, of course, the Grade 1 band, the SFU Pipe Band. We also have our Grayland Crossing Band, which is from the Vancouver area, and the Robert Malcolm Memorial Band. And it's just so nice to hear a wide range all the way from Grade 5 to Grade 1 and hear how everybody's evolving over time and just getting better and contributing to the art.
Yes, certainly. It's not just the bands from BC. The ones from Washington State and Oregon have been doing very well and well represented today at the games and giving all the bands a good challenge.
Absolutely. We had Cascadia Pipe Band. They always do excellent. They're in Grade 2. And then Portland Metro.
Yes, the Cascadia's got a Grade 2 and a Grade 4 band.
Excellent.
And Portland Metro has a Grade 3 band and a Grade 4 band, the youth band.
Excellent. We briefly connected at Scott Fest in Coquitlam a few weeks back, and there are many Highland Games throughout the Pacific Northwest, Victoria, in the Vancouver area, in Seattle, in the interior in Okanagan as well. And this is kind of the last event before the World Championships for the band.
Not quite. We've got Enumclaw.
Okay. Enumclaw. Excellent.
In 2 weeks.
Oh, excellent.
And that's the last one. Typically the last one before the band heads over to the Worlds.
Excellent.
Each year.
And that's over in Glasgow, kind of in the beginning of August.
Correct.
The second week?
The second weekend. Yeah, typically it's second, third. It depends what the calendar is like.
Yeah. And which bands from SFU are competing at that event?
Just the Simon Fraser University Pipe Band. The Robert Malcolm won't be going over to Scotland this year.
Excellent. And speaking of competing at the Worlds, we were treated to some new music, some new tunes, both a new MSR, March, Strathspey, and Reel, as well as a new medley. And I've been really enjoying hearing the new medley. It's nice and tight and crisp, and it's technical in a lovely way.
Yes, it's a great medley. And the players love putting it together, love playing it. It just shows because the music comes out so easily from them on this.
Mm-hmm. And some key players, of course, Reed Maxwell leading up drums and Alan Bevan as well. And it's a nice mix of seasoned players as well as kind of players that have moved up from bands in the past few years.
That's right. Yeah, we have some new younger players in the organization that have come in the last couple of years and even just this past year in the drum corps. And again, one of them is a daughter of one of the pipers. So it continues this tradition of family members coming and playing with their parents in the band.
Ah, so good. So good. Of course, the World Championships in Glasgow is kind of the pinnacle of the piping calendar. Bands from all over the world, from North America, from Australia, of course, from the UK, Scotland, the European continent. And SFU has been a six-time champion and multiple-time champion of both drumming and piping as well as overall bands. So we are gunning for you. As always, we're the home team, the home crowd. And for events that are kind of coming up on the calendar, what can people expect?
Well, we will be, after the world's taking basically a small break, and we've got, of course, Convocation that will be coming up in October. It's been a busy year for Convocation with the addition of the Monday afternoon session, so it's very full, so we're looking forward to playing in slightly cooler climates, let's say, there. But of course, with the universities going to be celebrating its 60th anniversary, the band is working on a couple things where we're going to be reaching out to some of the old alumni that used to play in the SFU pipe band prior to 1981, when the city of Port Moody became the new SFU pipe band, yes, we call it. Because those players basically started the pipe band decades ago and played in the early convocations. And there's that famous picture that Ceremonies uses of the first convocation in 1967, and you see the two pipers at the start of the procession there.
Wonderful.
And so we're wanting to, some of those players may have passed on by now, but we're wanting to reach out to them and find the ones and talk. We'll talk more about some unique celebrations we're looking at with regard to them.
Absolutely, and we'll keep in touch to keep Radioland and the university and everybody in the community aware of those, because it is a unique part of SFU's history, is our pipe band. Is there anything else that you'd like to let Radioland know about?
Well, that's it for the fall calendar. Yeah. Things, you know, sort of can change as things develop, but the focus has been on the World Championships and playing there. That's been the overall prime focus. And, of course, the junior band will be coming back in the fall. And we've had some really good recruitment numbers as a result of the Robert Malcolm Band getting out in the parades. For example, the Hayek Parade and the Hats Off Day Parade and several other things that they've done in the community events, various marathons, Runs for the Cure, and being able to get into school. So there's been a major push with regard to getting more players coming in by getting more out in front of the public and handing out little flyers on how to join. And it's been that, along with the Facebook ads, have been very successful.
Even though I've been following the band for a long time on social media, I get those ads. So they are working. They're getting out to the public. To follow the band, you can, of course, check their social media. I believe it's at SFU Pipe Band for most of it.
Yeah, generally. It's SFU Pipe Band on Facebook and Instagram. And we have our YouTube channel that posts some of the sort of competition performances. But most of the major social media ones are there.
Excellent. Yeah. And for those of you who are interested, of course, come back in early August. The World's SFU Pipe Band Grade 1 will be performing, and we wish them the best. Rob, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to see you, and good luck at Worlds.
Oh, thank you so much.
I'm Stuart Liddell. I'm from Inverary in Scotland, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.
Well, thanks to Stuart Liddell, Rob McNeil, and Connor Ashton for that piece about the SFU Pipe Band. This has been Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. I'm Jesse. Thanks for hanging out with me this hour for a wide-ranging selection of talk and music. So many genres of both. I will be back next week. And until then, keep listening to CJSF. Thursday night is an amazing night here at the station. We have, well, I mean, all day is great. Starting at 3, we have our new show, Your Shoes Untied, with Lauren. A look at loud and shoegazy stuff. We have our new show, another new show, Analog Archives, coming up at 6 o'clock. We got the art show at 5 o'clock. We got Wham Bam East Van. Just a great, great afternoon and evening of programming coming up. But first, we have Democracy Now!, which is up next. And we're just going to close things out with a little bit of music from CJSF alumna Hallelujah Hailu. From her additional EP, Eternally More, this is a live version of Useless.
This one goes out to all my little useless friends. Spent too long on the expo line just for you to be late and whine. Keep hair dye in my washroom for Jason Dean. Gloomy disposition. Got new hair, new piercings. And you don't know how to act around me. Oh my God, I think I've done it again. I found myself another useless friend.
Does in your tank top, chains heavy, turn your neck green. Mood rings on your bad days, and you're still obsessed with me. Oh my. And these are the fake friends, by the way. On bass today we have Nika. To the right of me we have Elijah on the guitar. And behind me we have Kevin hitting the skins. All right, you lovely, lovely people. Thank you for sitting here while I ramble and ramble.
This is Free Voices at CJSF 90.1 FM talking to you about
Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. We are 10 board of directors and we are rejoicing for world history. Our show is based on true stories, musical and storytelling and role playing, silent crimes broken, very interesting series of show.
And a lot of in-depth oral tradition. We play every Thursday from 3 to 4. Come and join us.
Check out Free Voices this afternoon. And right now, check out Democracy Now! On CJSF.
Hi, I'm